had a lot of children they're trying to take care of. He said, I got so low till I went in the room one day and got a gun. I was going to kill my children and then kill myself. He said, but through your records and your singing, I'm saved today. And I told the man that was doing the interview, I said, that's the most important thing that has happened in my career. A man, when he told me he was saved, I want to sing a song that says these words. Michael, if you will.
I've got one thing to
listen. It's good to know you got Jesus in your life. People can take a lot of things away from you. They can take your automobile. They can take your home. If you whoop your children one time too many, they can take your child away from you. But if you got Jesus, can't nobody take him away from you. I believe somebody here got the Lord today. Do you have him in your life? Ain't it good to know you got it? Ain't it good to know you got Jesus? Somebody feel good like I do. I'm glad I got something. Do you have something that can't nobody? Let me tell you what I got. Let me tell you.
Traveling journey.
It's not always easy coming. Sometimes I have to cry. Sometimes when I sing, folks look at me and act like they don't know what I'm singing about. But I got to sing on. Make me think about Johnny Martin right now. Before he left, he told me, Johnny God, keep your head in God's hand. Don't worry about what people say about you. Don't worry when they talk about you. God will make a way for you. Ain't God you? Ain't he good?
Yeah. I got one thing that you cannot take away. I got Jesus. The beautiful sounds there from the mighty clouds of joy saying, I got Jesus. It's a beautiful morning here in South Africa. The time is 6:05 a.m. Central African Time. And if you've just joined us, you are at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Now, if you've just joined us, we are saying welcome, welcome, welcome to the beautiful morning here in South Africa. And wherever you are in the world, you might be in Canada, you might be in the United States of America, you might be in other little islands such as Jamaica, the Lord is still good. You might be in Brazil, you might be in France, you might be in Ghana, you might be in Nigeria. We're saying welcome, welcome to you and good morning to you. The name of the show says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning indeed. You are with your wonderful host. You are with Pastor Patrick Mdebele. You are welcome to join us this morning and you are welcome to celebrate with us this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad on it. Good morning to you all. If you've just woken up, you know what? Maybe you are right to worship the Lord too. Now let's just take a sound here by Tswane Gospel Choir, a group of musicians from Pretoria, South Africa. And they are giving us a wonderful song that says, praise Him alone.
Yeah. You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God of everything. No one like you. No one like you, Jesus. No one like you. No one like you, blessed. No one like you. No one like you, Father. No one like you, Master. You're the God of everything. No one like you.
Wonderful songs there. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rendition by Ibn saying, "No one like you." A wonderful song there indeed that says, "There is no one who can compare with the Lord. Indeed, Him alone is worthy of all the praise, the honor, the adoration. And there is no one who can compare to Him. There's no human being who can even want to be like God, because we are the creation and He is the Creator." Of course He is. If you've just joined us, the time is 7:11 a.m. It's Central African time, and you are with your wonderful host. You are with Pastor Patrick Mdebele. You are at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. You are more than welcome to interact with us at 083-289-4658. I'm going to repeat it again. It's 083-289-4658. And you had just heard a song from Ibn saying, "No one like you." Indeed, we know there is no one like the Lord. Now, I promised you that at this section of the hour, we're going to be reading a verse and we're going to be taking a word of God from that particular verse. Now, bring your Bible close. Let your Bible be close, because we are now about to go and read the Word of God. And before we do that, I want you to listen to a song by the Cry family, you know, saying, "I'd rather have Jesus." What would you rather have? "I'd rather have Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus. Look, I'd rather walk with Jesus in the dark than walking in the light alone, because He is the light of the world. I'd rather have Jesus." This is the Crab family. You remember Jason Crab? He's part of the Crab family. And they are giving us a wonderful song that says, "I'd rather have Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus." You need to say that. "I'd rather have Jesus. You know, I wouldn't prefer to have the devil by my side. But if Christ is by my side, oh my God." The word of the Lord says, "Greater is He that is within us than the one that is in the world. Greater is He who is with us than the one that is in the world." Of course, I'd rather have Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather have Him than riches or gold. Houses or lands, I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hands than to be a king of the national man, than be held in sins, than anything this world can afford today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. See, I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause. Oh, I'd rather have my Jesus than all the worldwide fame. Yes, I'd rather be true to His holy, to His holy name, than to be so pain than be held.
day. Oh yes, I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world can afford today. I just love Him. I love You, Lord, more than anything.
Yes, the Crab family, the Crab family, the Crab family, saying I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Indeed, it is so. We'd rather have Jesus. We'd rather have Jesus. That's who we are. And if you've just joined us here at By the Grace family, this is By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. And yes, we have just listened to a wonderful song, I'd Rather Have Jesus. Now, the time, it's 7:17 a.m. Central African Time. In other words, it's 17 past 7. And if you are stuck in traffic, you know what, just hold on. Just hold on there. You're going to arrive at the office and you're going to arrive well. You're going to arrive safe as well. The accidents won't touch you, and there are no people that will cut in at you. And you know what? You're just going to keep your cool, and the Lord will be with you all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. If you've just joined us and you don't know who this is, your host is Pastor Patrick Mdebele, and the name of the show you are listening to is the show that is called Joy Comes in the Morning. Joy Comes in the Morning. Joy Comes in the Morning. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Indeed, it is so. Now, we are just around half past. We're going to be reading a word of God. And before we do that, let's take a song by Travis Green, saying, Whilst I'm Waiting. He says, Whilst I'm Waiting, While I'm Waiting. Travis Green.
While I'm waiting, I'm getting stronger. My faith is rising, and I will run on. While I'm waiting, I'm lifting up on good and evil. I believe I will trust in You.
My eyes.
Travis Green, of course, you know him. You know him by the song that he usually sings that says, Nara, Nara, together with Tim Godfrey. Actually, it's a song that was written by Tim Godfrey, and then he featured Travis Green, a man that has a Ghanaian wife, Travis Green. But this time around, he was saying, whilst I'm waiting, whilst I'm waiting. Maybe you're waiting for a bus. Whilst you're waiting, you're going to wait upon the Lord even whilst you're waiting for a miracle. You're going to wait upon the Lord even whilst you're waiting for a miracle. And you know what? If you've just joined us, you are at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. And we love you here. We love you, love you, love you, love you so very much. If nobody told you that he or she loves you this morning, we love you and we appreciate you so, so, so very much. The time is 7:24 a.m. That means it's 24 minutes past 7. It's Central African Time, CAT. And you know what? You are with your wonderful host. You are with Pastor Patrick Ndebele, indeed. And the name of the show that you are listening to is the show that is called Joy Comes in the Morning. We are about to read the Word of God. We are about to read the Word of God from the book of Luke, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 14. I'm not going to give you the verse yet, but we're going to read from the book of Luke, chapter 14. If you had just joined us, we have already prayed and we have already danced before the Lord. You remember the song that was saying, my hands are blessed, my feet are blessed, everything is blessed. Indeed, it is so, because there's power in the tongue. So we decree that we are blessed, and whatsoever we say we are, because there's power in the tongue. You know, we don't speak negative, we speak positive, and we do that all the time. So, in this wonderful Tuesday, we are just saying we are blessed. We are blessed, and you know what? You are blessed to be a blessing to other people as well. Now, we are just about to read, and bring your Bible, man, and bring your Bible close. Maybe you're stuck in traffic, you cannot, but that's all right. If you're stuck in traffic and you cannot, it's okay. It makes sense. If perhaps you are rushing to the office or you're already at work and you're listening through your earphones, it's all right. It's okay. You're welcome. There's no problem with that. You know, and we are just moving closer and closer to reading the Word of the Lord. Now, let me give you a wonderful song there by the man of God, Evangelist Jimmy Swaggart. And the song is the theme of our show. It says, Joy Comes in the Morning. And after that, we're going to read the Word of the Lord. Now, let me tell you something just before we go there. You know what? I want to tell you this, that it's very much possible that maybe things are not well for you this morning. It might be possible that perhaps you are just, you know, you're just about to go and submit some CVs. Maybe things are not well. Maybe you're going to submit your divorce papers today. You know, and just wait. Just wait for a moment. We are about to go to the Word of the Lord. And before we do that, we're going to sing a song. We're going to sing a song. Just before we do that, we're going to sing a song by Nothando Hlophe, a song that says, Yebo, Yebo, Yebo. This is the Spirit of Praise, and the lady that is leading this song there is Nothando Hlophe from Spirit of Praise, but she's an artist in her own right, and she's from Swaziland. Yes. Now, Swaziland is rising as well in the global scale of the gospel musicians. And yes, the song says, Yebo, 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 Smugela Konke Ngokukholwa. You know, you are at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. And the time is 7:36 a.m. Maybe you are running late. Maybe you're stuck in traffic. Maybe you're already at the office drinking that wonderful smelling coffee with some few biscuits. That's okay. You know what? You welcome. And may your day be beautiful. Now, we go into the Word of God. We go into the Word of God. And if you don't know which show this is the show that is called Joy Comes in the Morning. For the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Indeed, it is so. You are with your host, you are with Pastor Patrick Mdebele, and we welcome you here. And we love you so very much here. Now, the word of the Lord from the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 28. 14 times 2 is 28, right? That's right. Luke chapter 14, verse 28. It reads as follows. It says, Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? I'm just going to read this verse alone, and I'm going to repeat it again. I'm reading from the NIV version, which means it's the New International Version. It reads as follows. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? Now, it's very important. You know, we're going to dissect this word of the Lord. But this is the word. Just meditate upon it for now. And see what comes out of your mind. What comes out of the mind of God. What is the Lord giving you from this verse? You know, that's suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? Now, let's travel all the way to the United States of America and find a young lady there. She's about 22 years old this year. And her name is Jacqueline Carr. And she's giving us a wonderful song that says, you're bigger, you're bigger, you're bigger, you are bigger.
You're bigger than the I know the devil. I know he's an opposer. So he's not going to tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger.
A wonderful song indeed, a wonderful song by Jacqueline Carr, saying you're bigger, you're bigger, you're bigger than everything, you're bigger than all the illnesses, you're bigger than all the troubles that I face, you are bigger than all my enemies, you are bigger than the devil, you are bigger than anything else, every pothole on my way, you are bigger. So in other words, nothing is impossible for you. I can do all things through you. You give me strength. You empower me. You are bigger. And if you've just joined us, the time is 7:45. It just turned 7:46 now. And you're listening to Father Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. And we have read the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? Now, let me say this. For you to arrive at the point of prosperity, where prosperity means to prosper, or rather to succeed in that which you have planned or that which you are doing, you need to have a plan. And after the plan, you don't just have a plan and then it gets successful. You don't just have a plan and then that plan prospers. But there is something in between the plan and the prosperity. Number one, you must have a plan. And from that plan, you must devise a process. And from that process, if the process becomes successful, then you arrive at the point of prosperity. You don't just prosper. It is not a spontaneous thing. You know, you need to have a plan. And that's what the Bible says. It says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. If you want to build a tower, whatsoever you want to build, I don't know what your tower is. Maybe your tower is a house. Maybe your tower is to buy another building. Maybe your tower is to build a supermarket. Maybe a tower is to start a new course and graduate in 3 years' time or in 4 years' time. Maybe your tower is to save some amount of money this year. You know, you first need to sit down. That's what the Bible says. It says, won't you first, before you do anything else, won't you first sit down, relax, sit down, make a cup of coffee, take a pen, take a paper, take a calculator, sit down, and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it. Estimate how much it's going to cost you. If it's going to cost you too much, then devise a plan. And from that plan, devise a process of how you're going to go about it. You know, if let's say, for instance, you want to accumulate $1,000. You want to accumulate $1,000 that you're going to need in November, that you're going to need. Perhaps you want to go on a holiday. You want to take your entire family on a holiday this year. And the first thing you need to do is sit down. Sit down, take a pen and take a paper and calculate how much it's going to cost you. Send over some few quotation requests and find out how it's going to cost you, the accommodation, you know, the breakfasts, the food, the lunch, the supper, you know, and the flight. How much is the flight going to cost you? How long are you going to be there? What are the activities that you're going to be doing there as a family? You know, or if it is school, calculate the books you will need, the cost of the books that you'll need. Calculate, you know, the accommodation if you're going to be living there. Calculate, you know, the tuition fee. Calculate all the fees, the registration fees, and everything that you would need, you know. Make some form of an estimation. Write it down. Don't just do it all in your mind, but you need to write it down. Now, that's what the Bible says. It says, suppose one of you is planning something. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first? The first thing you need to do is to sit down. Number two, estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it. If you feel that you don't have enough money to complete it yet, then devise a process. devise a process for you so that you would accumulate that which is enough. Devise a process. Now, in other words, if you want to accumulate, let's say, for instance, $1,000 that you're going to need for November, what you need to do is to find out how much money you could contribute on a monthly basis for you to prosper in the plan in which you have, which is to accumulate $1,000. Okay, that means you've got 10 months to do it, and you need it on the 11th month, which is November. All right, that means you would need to accumulate $100 per month. And after 10 months, you'd be having $1,000. So now that you have made a plan, and you have devised a process from that plan. Now, number three, you need to discipline yourself to keep up with the plan and to keep up with the process that you have made. Even marriage must have a plan. Even if a man, asks for your hand in marriage, you need to say to him, what is your plan? What is the plan that you have? You know, because if there is no plan, there won't be any victory. You don't just wake up in the morning and say, what am I going to do today? Oh, I don't know. You know, one thing is just going to lead to another. No, you must have a plan. When you wake up in the morning, you have a plan. You know that at 6 o'clock, I'm getting up. Or at 5 o'clock, I'm getting up. Up past 4, I'm getting up. And at 5 o'clock, I'm taking a shower. At 6 o'clock, I'm at work. That means that half past 5, I'm eating my breakfast or I'm leaving the house. You know, and you estimate the amount of time that is taken by traffic. Okay, you know, at 6:15, I'm at the office. You know, I'm planning my day, my priorities. I'm setting my priorities. What are the first few clients that I need to call? You know, what are my priorities? What are the things that I need to do that are very important? You know, and you classify your priorities from top priorities to the least of priorities. You know, that's what we need to. We need to be the people that plan. You know, we need to be the people that have the plan. Now, before we continue, I just want us to take a song by a young man of God, Todd Delaney, and he's giving us a wonderful song that says, "Victory belongs to Jesus." In other words, it's very important for us to, once you have the plan and you have the process, throughout the process, you are praying and you are trusting God for victory. Lord, here is the plan that I have, and this is the process that I have. And Lord, I declare that victory would come from this plan. That's why the Bible says, if you read, you know, the book of Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Now, what if you don't have a plan? What will he establish? The Bible says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. So in other words, God expects you to have a plan. To have a plan for today. To have a plan for this week. To have a plan for this month. To have a plan for this year. To have a plan for this life. To have a plan for this project that you are busy with. You must have a plan. And that plan must have process. And from that process, you must devise, then you must be able to have discipline for you to keep up with the process that you have set. And if you have kept up with the discipline, you know, based on the process that you had, your plan will prosper, provided that you invite Christ, you commit to the Lord whatsoever you do. That's what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 3. It says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish you. In other words, he will give your plans prosperity. He will establish your plans. That's what the Bible says. In other words, he will give you victory. You know, victory, the Bible says victory is like promotion. It does not come from the east, the south, the north, or the west. It comes from him. It comes from God. So that's what we need. We need victory that comes from him. But guess what? You need to have a plan. And from that plan, you need to devise a process. And from that process, you need to discipline yourself to keep up with the process which you have devised. And from that discipline, prosperity will be a byproduct. Prosperity is not something that just simply comes. It's not just something that is automatical, but it's something that is devised from a good plan. And from that good plan, you must have a good process. And from that good process, you must have good discipline so that you execute the plan. And from that good discipline which executes the process of the plan, then prosperity will come. Now, you will experience victory when that happens. Now, let's take a wonderful song here by Todd Delaney, and he's saying victory belongs to Jesus. By the way, you are at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people.
No one can, no one will. Who will stand against the King? No one can, no one will. Victory belongs to Jesus.
said that it was cancer, it doesn't matter. Guess who the victory belongs to?
Victory belongs to you. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him.
Release all demand, release.
Victory belongs to you. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him.
Christmas.
Listening to a beautiful sound there by a young man of God, Todd Delaney, saying, "Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Jesus." And you've just joined us. The time is 8:06 in the morning. It's the Central African time. And we are here in the Johannesburg studios in South Africa. And wherever you are listening to us from, we are saying welcome. We love you so very much. We appreciate you. And may the Lord do you well. May the Lord do you good. You are at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and souls of the people. And the name of the show this morning is Joy Comes in the Morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And that's what we are saying. You are with your host. You are with Pastor Patrick Mdebele, indeed. And now, we had just, said some few things based on the verse which we have read this morning. A verse that says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower, won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? You know, because what happens at times is that, you know, you want to live in this great place, and you want to drive this great car, and you want to have this great lifestyle, and you want to keep up with this and that fashion trend, and you want to wear this hair and that hair, and you want to do this, you want to do that, you want to buy these kind of sofas, you want to buy this kind of furniture. And sometimes you end up as a Christian sunk in debt. You end up sinking, and your ship is, you know, water is coming in your ship, and your ship is slowly sinking and sinking and sinking, because now there's anxiety, now there are constant conflicts, now there's short temper, now there's stress, now there is depression, now there are arguments, now there are misunderstandings in your household, now there are misunderstandings in your family, there are misunderstandings in your, you know, in your workplace, in your business with colleagues, you know, now there are misunderstandings in your marriage, because sometimes we fail to plan properly, even financially. You know, we need to have a plan. When you get your salary, you must have a plan. You must sit down and have a plan and know exactly what you're going to do with the money that you so hard worked for. Now, it's very important. The first thing, obviously, as Christians that we do after we have gotten our salary is we transfer for our tithe. We honor God with our substance. That's what we do. You know, we honor Him. We bless Him with our substance. In other words, we acknowledge that we are blessed, because income is a blessing that comes from the Lord. So from that income, we take away the tithe. That's the first thing that we do. And after that, we then, there are needs and there are wants. There are priorities, or let me say this, primary priorities and secondary priorities. In other words, there are needs and there are wants. After you have dealt with honoring God with the substance, thanking God of what you have received, after that, you now calculate the amount of the things that are your priorities. What priorities are these? Groceries are priorities. You know how much you use per month for groceries. Let's say, for instance, if you're in South Africa, maybe you use, say, 1,000 rands or 2,000 rands. Or maybe you have a bigger family. You use about 3,000 rands, whatever you use, basically. It's you know, you set that apart, and you also think, okay, water, electricity, maybe rent, maybe the bond repayment, maybe the car installment, maybe the insurances. All those, they are priorities, and you set aside the amount for priorities. You write that down. You know, if possible, you can just do some form of a spreadsheet, and from that spreadsheet, you just write down the things which are your priorities and how much they cost per month. Because priorities, in most cases, which are month to month, they remain consistent like that. You know, that's part of a plan. You must have a financial plan. You must know how much money you need for a day. and how much money you need for a week, how much money you usually use for a week, and how much money you use for a month. You know, and how much money you use for a year, and how much money you accumulate from that which you made. Does that make sense? You don't just eat everything, but you plant some. You put some, you know, under the ground, and you are trusting God for growth. That's what you do. So we spoke about what you do as far as priorities are concerned. But there are also things which are not priorities, which you might also need to do. You know, going to a salon, you know, doing your hair, or, you know, buying some new clothes, you know, getting some extra this, some extra that, you know, it's also a good thing to do. And, you know, you can put on aside some petty cash which you know you'd use that for. You know, let's say, for instance, you take this portion of your salary and you say, okay, this is for my priorities, and I've calculated, I've estimated, and this portion of an amount is for my secondary priorities, and this is what I could get. And this amount of money is what I save. You know, 30% of my salary goes to my savings or to my investment. I invest. And, you know, the Bible says, you know, cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days you shall find it. You know, in other words, you know, you invest. You don't just chow everything. You invest, you know. So that's what happens. And when you keep up with the plan that you have made, and you have set up a process, and you keep up with this process that you have set up, and you keep on disciplining yourself, and you develop some form of consistency, that now you know, it becomes a second nature to you, to the point where you might not even need to write down. You already know, you know, how disciplined you are with your money. You already know the things which are your priorities and things which are not your priorities. You have developed some form of an attitude towards your money. And that may give you prosperity. That may give you success. That's what the Bible says. It says in the book of Psalms, chapter 20, verse 4, it says, may he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans successful. You know, it's very important. It is God whom we need for our plans to be successful, you know, lest God be the builder of the house. Those that laboreth, they labor in vain. Unless God be part of us and takes us by the hand and helps us, you know, in our planning may not be that successful. That is why then the Bible says in the book of Psalms 20 verse 4, it says, may he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans to succeed, and make all your plans to be successful. That's what we need. So now let us take a song. We're going to take a song, and may God continue to bless you. May the Lord continue to shower you with so much blessings, and may your plans succeed. May you never fail, but may you have a realistic plan. Don't have a magistical plan, you know, a plan that is basically magical. Have an existing plan, but that plan must be, you know, it must be realistic. You know, don't say, I'm planning to be a billionaire this year, and currently you're not even a millionaire. How is that going to happen? It's not going to happen instantaneously, but you must have a plan. And from that plan, you must have a process. From that process, you must develop some discipline. And from that discipline, you must develop some consistency. And once you are consistent in the plan and the process and the discipline, then prosperity becomes a byproduct. Remember, prosperity is actually a byproduct. It's not something that just happens automatically. Now, let us take a song, and then we're going to come back. The time is 8:15. In other words, it's 8:15 in the morning here in South Africa. And you are with your host, Pastor Patrick Mdebele. You are at By the Grace, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people.
Two kisses as it's New Year. Everyone here wants to know, what's it like winning X Factor?
Words kind of cannot describe. It was a really big shock because I never thought for a second that I'd win. But it definitely was the best thing to ever happen to my life. And I am truly grateful for those who voted for me, because it's such a hard show to be on, but it was so much fun.
When you're up on stage performing, do you feel like God's looking down on you?
I always feel His Spirit. I mean, I've always been brought up with God in my life. I always pray before I go and take to the stage. And I've got this rule where if I don't pray, I won't get on stage. That's just my routine. And it calms me down. And I think it's always important.
What are you going to sing for us now?
I'm going to sing Hallelujah for you all now.
Looking forward to it, ladies and gentlemen. Alexandra Burr.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Alexandra Berg saying hallelujah. That's Alexandra Berg. And we are very excited to be here with you this morning. And the time is 8:20. The time is 20 minutes past the hour, 8 o'clock. And you are still with your host, Pastor Patrick Mdebele. And indeed, we welcome you here at By the Grace family. This is By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. And you are more than welcome to give us a call. Give us a call. That's the right thing to do. Let's communicate. How is your morning? How are you? Where in the world are you? And you can obviously give us a call at 083-289-4658. I'm going to repeat the number again. 083-289-4658. Now, if it so happens that you are outside of the confines of South Africa, you are outside of our borders, you can just, our dialing code is 0027-83289-4658. 0027-83289-4658. You can also, you know, follow us. You can follow us, and you can also interact with us through email. And if you want to write us an email, you can always write us an email at radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. Now, let me tell you, we were just dissecting some verse here that we were dealing with today that says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower, won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? And indeed, how important is that? Now, if you don't know what scripture that is Luke 14, verse 28. That's Luke 14, verse 28. That was Jesus there talking about the power of planning. It's very important for you to have a plan. You know, even if somebody comes and proposes marriage to you, say to that person, what is your plan? Do you have a plan? What is your plan? You know, because it's very, very important for people to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, you're just taking each day as it comes. It gives you things and you don't give it anything. You know, you just respond. You just react. You just respond. You just react. That's not how it should be. You know, you need to have a plan. You know, what is your plan for this year? You know, there is a difference between having a plan for a year and having just a simple wish for a year. You know, when we speak about the fact that we need to have New Year resolutions, and people say New Year resolutions don't work, I'm going to tell you why they don't work. They don't work because after we have wished and we have written down that which we are wishing for, we don't put in an effort or we don't put in any action, you know, towards that which we have wished for. Now, a plan shall come to pass provided the Lord has our backing on it. Now, but if it is just a wish, the Lord does not respond to wishes. He responds to faith. But now, faith without works is dead. All right. Now, that is why then he says, I'm going to take it from verse 25. He says, a large crowd were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brother and sister, yes, even their own lives, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Verse 28 says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower, won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay a foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. Now, it's very, very important, therefore, that you have a plan. You know, what is your plan? You must have a financial plan. You must even have an emotional plan. You must know who you are, what we refer to as self-discovery or self-awareness. You must know, you must know, I'm a very emotional person. You must know that, you know, I'm a no-care type of a person. So whenever there is a situation, this is how I'm planning to respond to it. You know, you must know how you respond to situations. You must know, if people anger you, this is how I must respond, because maybe I'm too aggressive at times. So my response should be, I should just walk away. That's what I should do. You know, you must know, you must have a plan. You must have a plan for a journey. You must have a plan for a year. You must have a plan for a day. You don't just wake up and think, what am I going to do? Oh my God, what am I going to do this wonderful Tuesday? You must have a plan. What is your plan for today? You don't just wake up and say, where should I go today? Do you think I should play golf or play tennis this morning? You know, you have a plan. You know, at 5 o'clock, I'm up. At half past five, I'm taking a shower. At 6 o'clock, I'm eating my breakfast. At half past six, I'm leaving the house. And you are consistent. You discipline yourself. You keep up with the standard which you have set. That's very important. Have a plan. What is your plan? What is your plan for today? Because at the end of the day, you must evaluate the plan which you have had. Was my day successful based on the plan that I had? Based on the instructions which I had from my boss, was I able to complete the instructions? All right. Based on the priorities that I had for my business, priorities that I had for my schoolwork, priorities that I had for my family, was I able to complete the priorities? At least out of every five priorities, you must at least complete three priorities, and successfully so. Now, let us take a wonderful song, traveling all the way to South Africa now, where we are, and we're getting a song from a man of God, Pastor Philly, and he says, Biga Gucci's, which simply means, tell it to the Lord. Great sounds there, great sounds indeed from the man of God, Pastor Philly. He's saying, Biga good Jesu, and we need to do that. We need to Biga good Jesu. In other words, it simply means tell it to the Lord. Whatsoever that plan you have, you need to acknowledge the Lord and tell the Lord about the plan that you have. Lord, this is the plan that I have for today. May you help my plan to be successful. Lord, this is the plan that I have for this week, and would you help me that my plan would be successful? That's what the Bible really says. You know, if you read the book of Proverbs chapter 16 verse 3, it says, commit to the Lord, tell it to the Lord whatsoever you do, and he will establish your plans. If you've just joined us, you are at By the Grace Radio, and we are the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Welcome to By the Grace family. You're part of the family now. Don't go anywhere and don't touch that dial. You are with your host. You are with Pastor Patrick Mdebele. And you know what? The name of the show this morning is the show that is called Joy Comes in the Morning. We're saying weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And tell you what, the time is 8:32. In other words, it's 28 minutes to 9 o'clock. And you are here with us. It's a wonderful morning. The sun is up and the sun is shining. The songs, the birds are singing their songs. And it's such a wonderful thing to hear that. And the Lord is still seated on the throne, and indeed, we are grateful that you are still here with us. Indeed, it simply means that the Lord has been good, because from the rising of the sun till the going down of the same, he is still here with us. Now, we are looking at Luke chapter 14, verse 28, and it says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate, or other words, calculate, and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? All right. So in other words, your plan must be realistic. Your plan must have a process. And from that process, you must keep up with the process. In other words, your timeline. Okay, you must have a plan. And from that plan, you must devise a process. And from that process, you must have a timeline. What is your timeline? When are you going to complete this? It must not have a plan that does not have a timeline. It does not have a deadline. So timelines have deadlines. You must know, at this time of the month, I should have done this and that and that and that. At this time of the day, I should have at least, you know, closed down this and that and that. At this time of the day, two priorities should have been done by now. You know, you must have a plan. And from that plan, you must have a process. From that process, you must make sure that you have consistency, you have discipline, and from there, you know, success of the day will become a byproduct. And if your day is constant, is consistently successful, it means your week will be successful. If your weeks are consistently successful, your month will be successful. If your months are consistently successful, you know what that means? You're going to have a beautiful year. So you plan for a year. You don't just allow it to happen to you. What is your plan for this year? You know, tell us, what are you planning to do this year? You're planning to get married? Oh, that's a wonderful thing. You're planning to divorce? Think again. God hates divorce. You know, and anything can be fixed, man. Anything can be fixed. Maybe you moved away from your house. Maybe you left your husband. You're living in a flat now. Maybe you left your kids. Maybe they irritate the hell out of you. Maybe you're planning off leaving this job because maybe you had some, you know, some friction with the boss. Doesn't matter what it is. Let me tell you something. Take time. Sit down. Calculate the cost of that. Is that really what you want to do, or are you just responding to the emotions? Maybe you're just not even responding. Maybe you're just reacting. Why don't you just take some time and maybe take some days off and just cool down and cool off and continue with the journey again. Remember where you have been together with this wife. You have crossed so many valleys and so many mountains with this wife, with this husband. You know, it doesn't matter what things are now. And I really believe that, you know, just cast your plans before the Lord. Lord, I love this husband. Lord, I love this wife. Lord, I love these kids. And help me to raise them well. Help me to protect my family. Help me that I may not hurt my family, but help my family. Now, may the Lord just prosper you. May the Lord give you strength. May the Lord continue to use you in your family as the source of strength. May the Lord see to it that your family remains united in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord see to it. Maybe you are holding your CV by the hand and you are trusting God for a new job. Maybe you're trusting God for a car this year. Maybe you're trusting God for another property. May the Lord establish your plans as He said upon His word. He said in the book of Proverbs 16:3, He said, commit these plans to the Lord and He will establish your plans. For He says, remember what He says in the book of Jeremiah 29:11. He says, for I have the plan for you. And I know the plan that I have for you, declares the Lord. The plan is to prosper you. It's not to harm you. Harm does not come from the Lord. It comes from the evil one. The Lord wants to prosper you. And He has a plan to give you hope for future. That is our God. He has no plan to prosper you. So now that is why then He says, if you want to build a tower, first sit down, calculate the cost, estimate how much it's going to cost you. If it's going to cost you too much, calculate how much it's going to cost you. If there's anything that you want to do, if it's going to cost you your faith, it's going to cost you too much, more than you can bear. It can cost you, but if it costs you your faith, it has cost you so much more. That is why then the Bible says, it says, you know, why gain the entire world in an expense of your very soul? So, make sure that whatsoever that you do, whichsoever friend that you come in contact with, whatsoever that you do, make sure that it does not cost your faith. Make sure it doesn't cost your faith. Now, let us take a song, and this song, it's a song by Reverend Benjamin Dube, and he's featuring another great man. I'm gonna give you more details about this song and where it was done. And the name of the song simply says "Turning Around," and then it's a medley actually, "Turning Around," also with Siyagudumisa. Now, let's allow this song to play as you listen to it. Be blessed. Yes. We are listening to the song here. It's a mix. Now, this is an intercontinental song. It's a song by Reverend Benjamin Dube, and he is actually featured by Vachon Michel. You remember Vachon Michel? Yes, he's the one who is singing in the background. And then later on, then Reverend Benjamin Dube comes in and he says, "Siyagudumisa." So it's an intercontinental song, and we love that. We appreciate that so very much. When two worlds come together in one world, the world of faith. So let us just sing along as you prepare for work. The time is 8:39, and you are with your host, Pastor Patrick Mdebele, and you are at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. You are now part of By the Grace family, and we thank God for that. Oh yes. Siagudumi Sankosia Makosi, which simply means we worship you, King of Kings. Now, if you've just joined us, this is By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. And tell you what, it was Vashon Michelle featuring Pastor Benjamin Dube, or Reverend Benjamin Dube, Bishop Benjamin Dube. Yes. And Vashon was singing a song, Turning Around for Me, whilst Benjamin Dube was singing a song, Siagutumisa. It's actually a medley. You know, an American man and a South African man. How wonderful that is, actually, that collaboration. We love it so very much. And we love you as well. We appreciate you for being part of the show this morning. And we thank God for you. You are with your wonderful host. You are with Pastor Patrick Mdebele. And the name of the show is Joy Comes in the Morning, because the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We are riding to a close and we are saying Bupilo Kiwena.
Oh, my God. Ooh, yeah. Oh, God. Ooh, yeah. Oh, God.
The time is 8:55 a.m. in the morning, and you're listening to Pastor Patrick Ndebele at By the Grace Radio. Welcome to By the Grace Family, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. And we thank God for you. You have just listened to a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful song. A wonderful song there by Takindo. You know, it is actually a medley of different songs there. And the last song says, Iwe Yehova, Mukona Zote, which simply means the one who can do anything, the one who doesn't fail. And we thank God that he doesn't fail, and he won't start to fail with you. Every plan that you have, if you, you know, take those plans and you mention them to the Lord in prayer, he shall establish those plans. That's what he says. He says, commit to the Lord whatsoever you do, and he will establish your plans. That is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. And indeed, we thank God for that. Mkhulu msebenzi owenzayo kule ndawo. We are saying that this morning. We are saying, great is the work that you are doing in our lives, oh God. And we are grateful for that. Now, wherever you are, you might be in France, you might be in Canada, you might be in the United States of America, you might be in Barbados, you might be in Jamaica, Ghana, United States, and we are saying we welcome you here at By the Grace Family. We welcome you here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. We are saying, Mkhulu msebenzi owenzayo kule ndawo. This is Kaya Mthethwa saying, great is the work that you are doing in this place. Mkhulu msebenzi.
I'm gonna
Wonderful sounds there indeed. Wonderful sounds by Kaya Mtetwa saying, yebo mkhulu msebenzi wenzayo kule ndawo. That's Kaya Mtetwa. You remember a wonderful young man who is married to the previous Miss South Africa. And he's a wonderful woman of God. He's a pastor, by the way. He's pastoring a church. And a very humble young man. And indeed, he's saying, mkhulu msebenzi owenzayo kule ndawo. The time is 9 o'clock here in South Africa. It's 9 o'clock Central African time. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. And we are signing off. This is By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. And you are with your host, Pastor Patrick Mdebele. I am signing off right now. And we'll see you again. The name of the show that you were listening to was the show that is called Joy Comes in the Morning. Weeping may endure for a night, and joy comes in the morning. We are saying, may every plan that you have, may you commit it to the Lord, and the Lord will establish your plan. Sit down and plan. You want to do a business? Sit down and plan that business, and tell it to the Lord. Commit it to the Lord, and the Lord will see to it that it comes to pass. You know, after you have got a plan, then devise a process that you're going to do, a process that you're going to use for your plan to come to pass. And from that process, you will develop consistency. You will develop consistency, and you will develop discipline as well. And from there, success of that business, success of that schooling, success of that work, success of that marriage, success of that will be a great byproduct, will be a byproduct, will be, you know, a byproduct of what you have been doing. Plan, sit down and plan about it. That's what the Bible says. So we looked at Luke chapter 14, verse 28, that was saying, suppose one of you wants to build a tower, won't you first sit down and establish the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it. That's what we need to do. So you must have a plan for a day, plan for a week, plan for a month, plan for a year. And as we are signing off, we're saying, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. We are leaving you with a song, or rather with a medley by a man of God, Travis Green. He was singing at the African Praise Experience. And we are leaving you with that medley. And we are saying, we love you, we appreciate you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord's plan shine also in your life. As you move, going in and going out, we're saying, you shall not fail, we shall not fail. The word of the Lord will come to pass in our lives, and the will of the Lord will be established in our lives. We are saying, rise up. Do what you couldn't do before. Rise up and walk. Rise up, rise up, rise up, and continue to enjoy the day. There are many more shows that are still coming. And we love you, man. We love you. Welcome to By the Grace, and welcome to the By the Grace family. You are part of the family. We will love you for that. And we give the Lord all the praise for that. But just before we go to Travis, let's just take this woman of God, Uche, saying, Jehovah, you are the Most High God. That's Uche Favor, not Uche, the one you know from South Africa. This is Uche Favor from Nigeria, saying, you are the Most High God. We are signing off, and we are saying, we love you so very much. Keep on working for the Lord. Keep on ministering before the Lord. Love the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all that you do. And He will establish your plan. Amen.